This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee. More than 276,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, and there are more than 4 million confirmed infections. In the United States, almost 79,000 people have died, and there are more than 1.3 million confirmed cases. The United States has objected to a proposed UN resolution on the coronavirus pandemic after diplomats said it had agreed to compromise language with China that didn't directly mention the World Health Organization. It is an issue of growing dispute between the world's two major economic powers. It also leaves the UN's most powerful body impotent on reacting to the greatest crisis facing the world and unable to back Secretary General Antonio Guterres' March 23rd call for global ceasefires to tackle the COVID-19 pandemic. Internal government emails obtained by the Associated Press show on Thursday, April 30th, the Trump administration shelved the CDC guidance for reopening the nation from the coronavirus shutdowns at a press briefing Friday. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany was asked about the CDC guidance. She said the CDC guidelines are going through an editing process, and when they're available, the media will be the first to know. But internal government emails obtained by the AP shows the guidance was ready as early as April 10th. That's when CDC Director Robert Redfield shared it in an email with President Donald Trump's inner circle, including son-in-law Jared Kushner and top advisor Kellyanne Conway. The CDC followed up with a more than 60-page report on April 13th. An aide to Vice President Mike Pence has tested positive for the coronavirus. The second person in the White House complex, Pence spokeswoman Katie Miller, tested positive for the virus on Friday. On Thursday, White House officials confirmed that a member of the military serving as one of President Trump's valets tested positive. This is VOA News. The U.S. state of Hawaii is reporting no new cases of the coronavirus for the first time in nearly 2 months. The State Department of Health said the number of positive cases remained at 629. The last time there was no new case was on March 13th. At that point, Hawaii had a total of just two cases. Hawaii has been under a statewide stay-at-home order since the last week of March to slow the spread of the virus. The governor has begun relaxing some restrictions. Hawaii also requires those arriving in the state and traveling between the islands to observe 14 days of quarantine. Australia will ease social distancing measures in place to slow the spread of the coronavirus in a three-step process with the aim to remove all curbs by July. Prime Minister Scott Morrison warned Friday that the caution is key and that there will likely be setbacks. He went on to say that the National Cabinet agreed to a three-step plan and a national framework to achieve a COVID-safe economy and society, and it is their goal to move through all of these steps to achieve that COVID-safe economy in July of this year. Australia imposed its strict social distancing restrictions in March. Tens of thousands of crew members are stuck aboard dozens of cruise ships around the world weeks after passengers were allowed to disembark amid the coronavirus pandemic. Some of the ships, including 20 in U.S. waters, have seen infections and deaths among the crew, but most ships have had no confirmed cases. Even so, crew members have not been allowed to disembark because of rules put in place by countries and local governments trying to prevent more virus cases in their territories. President Donald Trump says he did not know the Justice Department was planning to drop its case against his former National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn, but it didn't really matter. The extraordinary action underscored the extent to which Mr. Trump and Attorney General William Barr have been in sync in their views on the federal Trump-Russia investigation, with or without communicating about it. Barr himself has openly challenged the decisions of predecessors and his own prosecutors. He's launched internal probes to investigate the investigators. Mr. Trump is emphatically welcoming the Flynn action. He has relentlessly railed against the special counsel's inquiry into his 2016 campaign contacts with Russia, which the Flynn case grew out of, and was eager for news in his favor to shift voters' focus away from the administration's handling of the coronavirus pandemic that has crippled the U.S. Roy Horn of Siegfried and Roy has died in Las Vegas at the age of 75 due to complications from COVID-19. The duo's extraordinary magic tricks astonished millions until Horn was critically injured in 2003 by one of the act's famed White Tigers. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.